Good morning. One more time, good morning. And welcome to New Hope. We are super excited to see each and every one of you. Whether you're joining us online or in person, we are glad that you are here with us this morning. Please stand and worship with us. Our God, there is no one higher. There is no one that we will put before him. There is no one that could ever take his place. So let's sing this next song together.
Our Father, Creator, you hold together. There's no one higher than you. Redeemer, defender, our great and mighty Savior. There's no one higher than you. You are always with us, gracious to forgive us. By your power we've been set free. And Lord, we stand amazed in your presence, astounded by your mercy and love. Our hands are lifted high in surrender. Your grace for me is always enough. And there is no one higher than our God. There is no one greater than you. Let my life forever praise the glory of your name. There is no one higher than you. Majestic in wonder, you reign in love forever. There's no one higher than you. Your beauty, your splendor, your glory knows no measure. There's no one higher than you. You are always with us, gracious to forgive us. By your power we've been set free. And Lord, we stand amazed in your presence, astounded by your mercy and love. Our hands are lifted high in surrender. Your grace for me is always enough. And there is no one higher than our God. There is no one greater than you. Let my life forever praise the glory of your name. There is no one higher than you. Your grace for me is always enough. There is no one, there is no one higher than our God. There is no one greater than you. Let my life forever praise the glory of your name. There is no one higher than you. is no one higher than you.
Thank you.
whatever you want to do whatever you want to, and I will make room for you to do whatever you want to do whatever you want to. Here is where I lay it down. You are all I'm chasing now. This is my surrender. This is my surrender. Here is where I lay it down. You are all I'm chasing now. This is my surrender.
Y'all can have a seat. And would y'all pray with me? Father God, thank you for bringing us here this morning. Thank you for this rain. Even though it's an inconvenience to us and makes traffic go slower, we thank you that you provide for your creation and you provide for us. Father God, whatever distractions that we have going on today, whether that's rushing out the door, or we weren't able to eat, or we weren't able even to grab a cup of coffee, may we set those things aside. May we focus on you fully here over these next few minutes. May we learn more about our relationship with you. May we grow closer towards you. In Christ's name, amen. Well, good morning, New Hope Church. My name is Sam Price. I'm the Director of Student Ministry here. And from all of us here at New Hope, we want to say a warm welcome. Whether you've joined us online, whether you've joined us on campus, or maybe you've even joined us on demand throughout the week, we are so excited that you are here today. Maybe this is one of your first times here at New Hope, or one of your first few times, or or even if you're interested in getting involved in New Hope, a great way of doing that is in front of you, there is a communication card. And if you fill that out and you just explain what you're interested in or what you want to learn more about or get involved in, and you drop it in the two side lobbies or somebody with a red name tag up at the front desk, they are more than welcome to help you out. But we're going to go ahead and get started with Pastor Yayo. Would you give him a warm welcome to stage?
Thank you, Sam. Well, good morning, church. How's everyone doing today? I just found out this morning that today is Cinco de Mayo, and I should have known that. And just to clear something out, Cinco de Mayo is not the Mexican Independence Day. It's just a battle we won that my mom told me, and we decided to celebrate here in the States. So there you go. Pastor Rust is not here with us this morning. He got sick. He's under the weather, so I had to step in and take care of him and be able to come here and bring the message. So, Pastor, we miss you and can't wait to see you back. And let me just welcome everyone watching us online, on Facebook, on YouTube. And for y'all here, look at those beautiful faces that we see today. And for those who are new, we are in a new series called Fully Devoted. We are studying the book of James in this series. And our goal is to learn how we as followers of Christ can live for Jesus in this world and be fully devoted to him. As we, as Christians, as we as followers, as we walk with Christ, sometimes we are tempted to do our will instead of his will. And we may say comments or statements that sound like this. It's my way or the... And that's how we are sometimes. Some of us are fully devoted to our will and not his. But I want to tell you this, it's not your will, it's his will. And before I dive into my message this morning, let me do a little recap of what happened last week. Pastor Rusty talked about four benefits of trials and tests. There are four benefits when you are in a trial and you're on the test. And I am going to say these four benefits again. Number one, it reveals the conditions of our faith. Number two, it refines our faith. Number three, it develops our faith. And our last one, it displays our faith and brings God honor. So if you want to go deeper in this, I will highly recommend to go watch last week's service and just see how Rust dives into those four benefits. So now, as we continue where we left off last week, the book of James is a book for believers. And James wants to make a clear point in this book. And this is what he wants to do and say to us. That temptation is not from God, but from our own desires. And let's read it. And remember, when you are being tempted, do not say, God is tempting me. God is never tempted to do wrong, and he never tempts anyone else. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drags us away. So again, our desires, our will, our own way is what makes us become more sinners. We want to follow our desires, and we want to do what makes us feel good. But James tells us that our desires can be dangerous. And look what he says here. James 1:15. These desires give birth to sinful actions. And when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. So don't be misled, my dear brothers and sisters. So again, understanding that our way is not the right way and that our desires can lead us to a sinful life, we can start moving forward in becoming fully devoted to Jesus while we are here on earth. So this morning, we are going to see how we can change our mindset from our will to his will. So that's what we are going to do this morning. We are going to focus on James chapter 1, 19 to 27, and we are going to look into 5 steps in how we can change our mindset so that we can become fully devoted for Christ. So let's read. James 1:19 says here, understand this, my dear brothers and sisters, you must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. So our first step, our first mindset change is this. To change your mindset, you need to listen and then be slow to speak without getting angry. Oh, you guys are participating this morning. Without getting angry. And James 1:20 says here, human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. So something I love about James is that James gives us practical things that you and I can do to become better followers of Christ. So he says here, be quick to listen, which means pay attention. Don't just jump to conclusions. Pay attention. Then he says, slow to speak. In other words, think twice before talking. And then I'm glad he says this here. He says, be slow to get angry. And I want us to pay attention. He doesn't say, don't get angry. He says, be slow to get angry. And I'm glad he says that because I'm quick to get angry. Every time I'm in that traffic on I-95, I'm screaming. When my dogs do something they shouldn't be doing, I'm screaming. I'm quick to get angry. But I need to learn how to be slow and not get angry that fast. So that's why this mindset needs to be changed daily. We need to think of it daily. We need to change our mindset every day, our mindset daily. So Romans 1:12 says here, Paul tells us, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in views of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. So every day, we need to offer our bodies to him so we can start walking daily with him. Because there's days that are not good, and there's bad days, and there's good days. Am I right, church? Now, let me give you an example of how this mindset has helped me in my life. On June 12th of 2020, I made one of the best decisions of my life. I said, I do to my beautiful bride. And I entered the beautiful new world called marriage. And we know marriage is awesome. But if we are not quick to listen, then something else happens. So this mindset of listening and being slow to speak without getting angry fast has helped my marriage when I follow those steps. Now, Joanna and I are two different people with two different family backgrounds. In my family, we scream for everything. We scream when we're happy. We scream when we're upset. We scream when we're depressed. We scream when we are angry. But we just don't scream in levels. We go straight from 1 to 10. Well, in my wife's family, it's different. They only scream when they were upset. So now picture this. Gang together. I'm screaming. She's getting triggered that I'm screaming at her for something else. So I had to learn to slow down and don't go screaming. Here's another way that that Joanna and I are different. My family over communicates. They do not know TMI. Okay, they do not know that. They do TMI. Before we got married, my family came to Stafford, and my sister and my wife are having a conversation. And my sister's telling every secret. When we finish that conversation that night, Joanna tells me, "Man, your sister, she tells everything." I'm like, "I know, welcome to the family." Where in her family, they keep to themselves. They don't say much. They just are quiet. They just keep to themselves. They're private. So imagine bringing those two worlds together. What can happen? Chaos. Frustration. So something Joanna and I did before getting married, we sat down and we worked on those differences. And we took the best of her family and the best of my family and create our own style. So at home, I don't scream. I try to go in layers. And she'll tell me, "Hey, you're going too up. So then I turn it down." She will do the same. She'll communicate with me. And she'll let me know what's going on with her. And there's moments where it's not easy. There's just moments that it's just hard to do. But that's why we have to change that mindset daily so we can communicate. Because, man, we all know this. And, Sam, you know this. Or you should know this today. Happy wife, happy life. And parents, fathers, Mother's Day is next Sunday. That's a warning. Make sure you have a gift. Again, for this to work, we do need to be slow to speak without getting angry. This is a practical mindset. You can do this at your job. You can do this with your children. You can do it anywhere. If you practice this, you will become a better person. Now let's go to step number 2. To change your mindset, you must humbly accept God's word. James says here, "So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word of God has planted in your hearts. For it has the power to save your souls." This is the core of my message. We won't be able to change our mindsets if we don't make the word of God our number one priority. God's word should be the first thing we do. The word of God is the key of being fully devoted to Christ. Remember this. The word of God is inspired by God. So if we're not in his word, how are we going to get to know him and be more like him? Now, this letter, the book of James, this letter is written to believers. So it uses a language the church would understand back then. And now we all know this, that James was a disciple of Jesus. And Jesus did something familiar. Jesus would spoke in parables so that his audience would get his message. And his audience was James before. So James referenced a parable of Jesus when he says planted, that the word of God is planted in our hearts. And that parable is the parable of the sower. When you have the farmer with different seeds just spraying in different places, and crop will grow if it lands in good soil. So now, this makes me think. We, as believers, have his word planted in our hearts. What's the climate you are in? How is the word of God going to grow in you? Are you in rocky climate? Or is it a good soil climate where the word of God can challenge you and make you a better person? And for that to happen, we need to examine ourselves daily. Every Monday, I look at my app and I see the forecast. I like to see how the weather's going to be from Monday to Sunday because I like to prepare my outfits and what I'm going to use. Do I have to wear jackets? Do I have to wear an undershirt? I'm that type of guy. I like to plan what am I going to wear. But if we take that concept and we decide to forecast our daily reading Bible, how would that change our lives? If Monday we read, but we skip Tuesday, then there's a chance we may skip Wednesday. We need to be constantly in the Word of God. You need to wake up on Sundays or Mondays and create your climates so that you can be in His Word. So here we go. What are good climates? That's a question. What are good climates? Well, you are in one right now. You're in church. That's a good climate. But we need more than Sundays. It's not just Sunday church. You need to be in His Word Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And for those that speak Spanish, lunes, martes, miércoles, jueves, viernes, sábado, domingo. You need to be in His Word constantly. Look what Jesus says on John 6:35. Jesus replied, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be. Whoever believes in me will never be. Church, how many of us eat every day? How many of us drink every day? Water. We have a fountain machine outside, right here. Church, we need to eat the Word of God daily. That's the most important meal of our day. But to change that mindset, you need to humbly accept the Word of God. And let me tell you, humbly accept the Word of God. The Word of God will challenge you. The Word of God will discipline you, will encourage you, will let you know the bad things, the good things of you. And sometimes we don't like that because we want to do our way, our will, our desires, not His. And maybe you struggle with pride, with jealousy, with anger. Well, if you are not in the Word of God, you won't be able to change that. Because only God can change that. And the way He changes that is through the Word. So you need to be constantly in the Word of God. You need to create your climates and set them up so that you can be fully devoted for Christ. Now let's go to step number 3. To change your mindset, you need to act on the Word of God. Now, we go from reading to acting now. Acting, action. James continues here. But don't just listen to God's Word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only following yourselves. For if you listen to the Word and don't obey it, it's like glancing at your face in the mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you hear, then God will bless you for doing it. James went straight to it. If you act, you're just fooling yourself. You need to do. Let me summarize this in my own words. Let me use my millennial language here. We need to stop playing church. Don't play church. Because if you play in church, you're only fooling yourself. That's basically what James is saying. And that's deep now. James doesn't sugarcoat it. He just says it like it is. And this is where we get practical. James tells us how we can receive His Word. And it's so simple. The way he says how, when we read it, what we can do next. This is what he says. By doing it. You read it and you do it. That's how easy it is. If hearing the Word of God does not lead to doing, if studying does not lead to obedience, if coming to worship service does not lead to a righteous life, then the Word of God has been mistreated and we are deceived. We need to be honest to ourselves and not be fooled. And we need to act on what we read. Jesus pronounced a blessing to those who hear the Word of God and obey it. Jesus will bless us when we obey His Word. So don't just do the talk. Do the walk as well. Don't just talk the talk. Walk the walk. Walk for Christ. Walk for Him. Show the world who you belong to. Tell the world that you are the son of a powerful, mighty God. Because that's who we are. And show it. Don't just say it, but show it. So, we need to do what God tells us to do in this world. And that requires a mind change. Jesus gives us two commandments. Love God with all your heart. And then love your neighbor as you love yourself. And something I love about New Hope is that here at New Hope, we have 7 heart attitudes. If you go back in the world, in the fountain world, with all the drinks, you'll see 7 banners that show our heart values. 3 B's and 4 do's. Be humble, be authentic, be teachable. Do reconcile, do serve, do give, and do follow. These are statements. The B statements are how we're supposed to be as characters, as followers of Christ. And the do statements is how we show those characters. So here's something we all can start doing together. You see how I'm doing this? You can serve with us here at New Hope. Easy as that. You can volunteer and start doing here at New Hope. Sign up and become a volunteer. Come with us and make a difference here at New Hope. Because we are doing what God tells us to do. We need help in every area in our church, from kids ministry, from student ministry, from worship, from audio, from just name it. We need help. But we need to change our mindset so we can do this. So you need to start doing the word of God. That's what I love about church, is that in church we can walk together and we can do this together. You are not alone. This week was a busy week here at New Hope. Thursday, we had an event with our silo program where we had our preschools with their mothers. Then Friday, we did a cereal drive box where we collected 780 boxes, I think. Then Saturday morning, we had a woman's tea event, and it was really beautiful. And then that evening, CR came and had a party. Church, we are busy, and that requires volunteers. That means we need your help. So some of our volunteers can take a break and can be part of these beautiful things we're doing, but we need your help. We need to do together. So don't say, I believe in God, but don't do the do. Come with us and change the world. Let's change the world together and show the world that we belong to Christ. Now let's go to step number 4. To change our mindset, you need to have self-control. And that's hard. Let's look what James says here. If you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you are fooling yourself and your religion is worthless. I want to focus on the control part of this verse. Church, we need to have self-control in our daily lives. We know we're not perfect. We know we struggle, and it's hard to sometimes control things. And I'll go give another example. I love food. I love to eat. But when I mean I love to eat, I take it to the next level. I enjoy eating. But I don't have self-control with my portions. And the doctor keeps telling me, Jose, you need to lose weight. And I respond the following day, one more taco doesn't hurt me, just only one. This past Tuesday, my wife ordered Taco Bell. I do love Taco Bell. Okay? I got quesadilla. And she ordered tacos for the boys. So I finished my quesadilla, and then I grabbed another taco. So that's one. And then I say to myself, well, another one won't hurt me, and grab it. All I'm doing is fooling myself because I know it's hurting me. Then my son, when he gets out of work, I take him to McDonald's to get a cheeseburger. Then I say to myself, another cheeseburger won't hurt me. I'm just fooling myself. So that's why, church, we need to work on self-control. And I know it's hard, but you need to create habits that will help you that. So something I'm doing, every morning I wake up, not today, Yayo. I am not eating today. I'm just going to eat my normal portions. And I try to do that every day. There's moments I do fall, but God is a merciful God that he still forgives me. But I'm trying. Now, James, as we continue reading this same statement, James seems very concerned about our tongue. if we cannot control what comes out of our mouth, then it's going to be hard to change our other mindsets. Because this is the one thing we can control. We should be able to do it. That's why our first mindset says, quick to listen and slow to speak. Quick, don't just rush. So we are back to our step one. Everything goes together here, church. But let me just tell you this. We need to control what comes out of our mouth. We need to control this. What comes out of our mouth should be hope. And let me give you another story about the power of what, how, about the power that happens when someone speaks negative. My parents got divorced when I was in high school. My dad and my mom were a very interested couple. They got married at a young age. And they fought 24-7. That was all, just fighting 24-7. My dad was very violent to my mom and myself. My mom was not perfect either, but I'm focusing on my dad right here. My dad would say awful things to me. He would say, I'm not good enough. I'm ugly. I'm nothing. My dad would also be physical with me and my mom. My dad would punch me, kick me, slap me, you name it. He would throw it. So, the things that still haunt me today is not the physical stuff. It's what he say to me. Because what comes out of our mouth has power. There's power in our words. And it can affect people. And this is what happens when you start getting affected by it. I start building up hate towards my dad. I hated my dad, and I'm using the word hate as it is. I hated him. I wanted to see him, curse him, punch him. I wanted anything, you name it. I wanted to just wish the worst for him. But when I came to know Jesus, God's word impacted me so much that it outweighed everything my father would say to me. When I saw how Jesus loved me and I read it in his word, it spoke to me, it transformed me, it relieved me, and it gave me hope. Because when God speaks, things happen and lives are changed. Because there is power in the word of God. So we as followers of Christ, we must have control of what we say. We need to control our tongue and speak hope instead of hate. We need to speak hope instead of hate. So God challenged me. God challenged my self-control in this area. I hated my dad. Every time I would see him, I would curse him. I would want to punch him. But one day, God just talked to me, and he challenged me. And he told me this. You need to forgive your dad. It took me 4 years. But I remember, 4 years, I think I was 23. I called my dad. And I told him, Dad, I forgive you for whatever you've done to me. I love you. I care for you. And what happened in the past, happened in the past. I'm your son, and I love you. And the reason why I can do this, because my Creator saved me. And because of him, I can forgive you now. And a year later, my dad became my roommate. Lived under my house, under my rules. By the way, that's pretty cool. Giving a curfew to my dad. You need to be home by 10. I call him once a week. Hey, Dad, how you doing today? I'm going next week to my hometown. I go see my dad. But it took a mind. It took me to change my mindset to be able to control that anger and love my dad. And the only reason why I can do that is because God loved me first. And he loved me where I was at. It took me 4 years, though. It's a process. My will wanted to hate my dad. But his will wanted me to forgive my dad. That's what happens when God enters your life. Let's go to step number 5. To change your mindset, you need to care. You need to care. James continue saying here, pure and genuine religion is the sight of God. The Father means caring. The sight of God, the Father means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt. This mindset is the changing of, is caring for people. This mindset is to care for people, but to genuine care. Sometimes we care because we want something back. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. Or my will first. But God doesn't want that. He wants us to really, really care without expecting something back. We can see two evidence that demonstrates this, the pure religion. Be kind and be pure. Be kind and be pure. And there's more to this true religion. But my emphasis is here is this. To please God, we need to show love and live a holy life. We need to show love and live a holy life. Jesus tells us, the way you know, they'll know you're my disciples by the way you're loving each other. So that's what we need to do. We need to show love and live a holy life. And what I mean living a holy life is to live, to go against what culture is telling us to do. And sometimes that's hard because our desires want to follow the culture. And that's why I always tell my kids, we have to always go against the current. It's hard, but you got someone with you, the Holy Spirit, that helps you continue moving against the current. Now, both believers and non-believers could see and understand this type of evidence. To look after orphans and widows demanded a demonstration of concern and active involvement. You had to care. You had to show it. So we need to care. King David will say this, that God is a defender of orphans and widows. And this is what he says in Psalm 68. Father to the fatherless, defender of widows. This is God whose dwelling is his holy. This mindset demands a genuine compassion and true engagement. We need to care because Jesus cared for us first. We as Christians are to model their purity after that of Jesus. Christians are to model their purity after Jesus. We need to serve like Jesus served. We need to love like Jesus loved. We need to walk like Jesus walked. We need to forgive like Jesus forgave. We need to model that on our daily lives. And sometimes it's hard. We all have, sometimes you may have that coworker that is like, oh, yes, he's so annoying. But you still gotta love her. You still gotta care. You may have that family member that when that phone rings, it's like, oh no, he wants something. But you still need to care. We still need to show that we are first God, then us. That's why I like when he says, slow to get angry. That's why I say, don't get angry. He says, slow. So I still have a room to play there. Obeying God's word demands control of our of what we say, compassion for others, to live a separate life. Now, to live a separate doesn't mean just to unplug yourself from the world. No, we're in the world. How can we be different in the world? How can we show the world that we are the light of the world? Because Jesus is in us. His word has been planted in our hearts. So that's what we represent. TikTok. If you have a TikTok, you should be representing Christ in TikTok. If you have Instagram, show off Christ. But our desires don't want that. Our will doesn't want that. But we need to always put his will first. So church, to wrap it up here, which mindset do you need to work on this week? Now, all those five steps, you can work them in different layers. I was telling somebody, maybe 1 year, maybe it may take you to do one in 1 year. But those are tools you can put in your buckle belt like Batman. And you can grab them to work on. So don't get corrupted by your will. Don't get corrupted by your desires. It's easy to fall back when we are not active in the word of God. So you need to be in the word of God daily. I am not going to get tired by saying this. The word of God is the key, and that's what we need to be on. So don't get fooled by your desires and your way. And maybe today, when you leave and go home, you need to look yourself at that mirror and ask this question. Father, are my desires and will corrupting me? And use these five steps to evaluate and then start working on them. Maybe for you is to come and volunteer here at New Hope. Maybe for you is to take that step and forgive somebody that has hurt you. Maybe for you is to get your devotion life in a good climate. Wherever you are at, you need to start working on it. Now, this letter is for believers. It's for Christians. But for my non-Christians in the room, four of these five mindsets will help you. Will help you at your work, with your families. It will help you. But if you want to see true change, it's mindset number two, accepting the word of God in your heart. That will change you so fast. That will take a man that hated his dad to love his dad, that forgiving his dad. Only the word of God will do that. Only his word will do that. What's impossible for us is possible for him. And there is hope in Christ. And maybe you need to accept him today. And it's simple. All you got to do is confess, accept, and repent. And believe that he's your only true God. And there's a card. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand or come forward. There's a card in front of you. Just ask for more information and we'll guide you to those steps. But for us believers in the room, we got work to do, church. We got to look at our forecast and see where we at. So let me pray for you. Father, today, thank you for today. Thank you for who you are. Lord, we love you. Thank you that your word speaks to us every day. Lord, I pray for each person in this room. I pray for the struggles, for the temptations. Lord, I pray that they can put aside their will and their desires and focus on your desires and your will, Father. Lord, thank you for allowing us to gather here at church, to start our week in a good, sunny climate in your word. And Lord, thank you for loving us. Thank you for who you are. In your name, we pray and we all say, amen. Thank you, church.
Thank you, Pastor Yael. I think I also need some self-control as well, because as soon as you said Taco Bell, my mind went straight to tacos. Like, ooh, tacos. And so maybe I need some of that myself. We have some awesome announcements coming up. Today we have three announcements. The first one is baptism. Baptism is coming up on June the 2nd. And so if you're interested in getting baptized, or you've been thinking about getting baptized, or even if you want more information, we have several different classes. For teens and adults, we're going to stay here in the auditorium for a few minutes after, and we're going to get your information and talk to you about baptism. And for kids and kids of parents, upstairs in the large group room is where you're meeting for Splash Class. So baptism, like I said, coming up on June 2nd, but there is information if you want some today after the services. Our second announcement is next Saturday is Extreme Family Bingo. This coming Saturday, we are so excited to play bingo. I said at 9 o'clock service, I don't think I've ever won bingo, but I love playing it. But if you're interested in wanting to come to Extreme Family Bingo, please, please, please register so we save you a spot. When I looked this morning on our app, there was only 49 spots left for you to sign up. So if you want to sign up, please get your phones out, or you can go to nhc.click/bingo to sign up for Extreme Family Bingo, which, like I said, is going to be a lot of fun. And our final announcement, and this one's a super, super awesome one, is we just want to say thank you. Over the past few weeks, we've donated 105 bikes as a church. 105 bikes to Nika Bikes. Excuse me, and we've also donated over the past few weeks 785 boxes of cereals to LCAC. So that's super cool, super awesome, and we have a video of all of our cereal boxes that were able to be donated and what backpack and some kids did with them. So if you would turn your attention to the screen.
Oh, we have more people watching today on Facebook. 219.
What?
Yeah.
Did you say 219?
All the way to your far left.
219, and that's just computers, right? So it could be more than each person on a computer. Wow.
And this morning and the night we have 120.
Next week, have a blessed one.